The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Once again, dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our special transmission. And today our topic is Ramadan and success. We talk a lot about the success. What is success? What should we do to gain success? But in actually Ramadan and success, the Ramadan, how you spend your Ramadan and how we will know that our Ramadan is successful. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, different words of wisdom, inshallah, from our Muballighin. You will hear, inshallah, from our Iftikhar Bhai, Mubin Madani Ustaz Sahab, and mashallah, Harun Bhai. They will deliver, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, many tips, inshallah, today as well, how you can make your Ramadan successful. And you can judge yourself as well, is my Ramadan is successful or not, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We'll start with the blessings of Durood-e Pak. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites Salat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. And writes 10 virtuous deeds in his book of deeds. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will start our program with a beautiful kalam, mashallah. Harun bhai, hume kalam bhi sunayenge.
Sallallahu alayhi ka ya, ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayhi ka ya. حبیب اللہ مجدہ باد آسی و شافی شہ ابرار ہے مجدہ باد آسی و شافی شہ ابرار ہے مجرم و ذات خدا غفار ہے تہنیت مجرم و ذات خدا غفار ہے چاند شک ہو شافی شہ ابرار ہے بہتا رہے مجھدہ بادے آسیو شاف شہ ابرار ہے تیرے ہی دامن پہ ہر آسی کی پڑتی ہے نظر تیرے ہی دامن پہ ہر آسی کی پڑتی ہے نظر ایک جانے بے خطا تو دو جہاں پابار ہے ایک جانے بے خطا تو دو جہاں کا بار ہے مجھدا بادے شاف شہ ابرار ہے رحمت للعالمی تیری دہائی دب گیا رحمت للعالمی تیری دہائی دب گیا اب تو مولا بے طرح سفر گناہ کا بار ہے اب تو مولا بے طرح سفر گناہ کا بار ہے مجھدا باد آسیو شاف شہ ابرار ہے گونج گونج اٹھے ہیں نغمات رضا سے بوستا گونج گونج اٹھے ہیں نغمات رضا سے بوستا پھول کی تحت میں وامن کار ہے کیوں نہ ہو کس پھول کی تحت میں وامن کار ہے
اللہ سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم What is Ramadan and success? Iftikhar bhai, in many aspects you can take it. People normally they have a plan to lose weight. They have some kind of diet plan in that. But in actually the Ramadan they come to get piety. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So we get closer to Allah Almighty. And in the end, agar aap ye bhi dekhte hain ke bahut sare log bas Ramadan aa gaya ji, bahut kaam kiya. Ab uske baad kya hota hai? Then back to normal. جیسے رمضان شروع ہونے سے پہلے ہوتے ہیں جیسے ہی رمضان ختم ہوتا ہے سیم وہ جو پوری ایک مہینے کی آپ کی جو سٹرگل جو ہارڈ شپ عبادات ایوری تھنگ عید والے دن آپ کو نظر آتا ہے بندہ بیک ٹو نارمل ہو گیا ہے سو دس از ناٹ اے سکسیس واٹ از رمضان اینڈ سکسیس ان شاء اللہ آئیے مدنی پھول لیتے ہیں ہمارے افتخار بھائی سے پہلے
جی شاہ صاحب رمضان اینڈ سکسیس وی وانٹ ٹو گین سکسیس دین وی ہیو ٹو لک ایٹ دی لائف آف آور ماسٹر آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم And base our Ramadan, try to copy and try to get motivation from the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned the mother of believers, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, when the sacred month of Ramadan would begin, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get ready to worship Allah azza wa jal and would not come to his blessed bed the whole month. All month the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is spending in worship.
Subhanallah.
So if you want to gain success and we want to have the bounties of the world at the same time. We have to sacrifice a little bit in this month. We have to give a little bit to gain that success, inshallah. And today, brothers are shooting off, not reading the dua. Why? Because we're going to have to wake up in the morning. We're going to have to do these things. A little bit of sacrifice, inshallah. And then at the end, you'll get this reward. Remember, everything, you have to put something in to get something out. If you don't sacrifice in your studies, you won't get the results. at work, if you don't put the time in, the hours in, you won't get the results that you want. Further, it's mentioned that she radiallahu ta'ala anha has further said, when the sacred month of Ramadan would begin, the color of the Prophet ﷺ's blessed face would change into yellow or red. He ﷺ would offer salah abundantly, make dua, and remain overtaken by divine fear. The salah used to increase, duas used to increase, supplications used to increase. There is further mention regarding Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an has mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ is the most generous of all people, and his ocean of generosity would turn turbulent the most in the moments of Ramadan. His generosity, the kindness of the Prophet ﷺ would increase even more. When the Honorable Jibreel alayhi salam visited him, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam would come every night, and they both would recite the Holy Quran. Rasulullah ﷺ would demonstrate more generosity than even the fast blowing wind. In this month, we see from the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that generosity, recitation of the Holy Quran, ibadat, staying away from his bed. This is all how we're going to gain the success. If we're not going to go towards Taraweeh Salah because we got work in the morning, we're not going to recite Quran because we're too tired after we come back after work, then we're not going to gain anything. And we know ourselves, you know Shah Sahib, truly a person knows how much his effort is put in. He knows himself that how much he is trying, he's striving, he's going to the masjid, coming back from the masjid, he's spending more on his family, he's trying to donate in the way of Allah Almighty, he's reciting more Quran, he's writing more Durood-e Pak. That person knows themselves whether they're making that effort or they're not. If your life before Ramadan and in Ramadan is the same, then you're not going to gain that success. Ramadan's come here to make us more pious, to make us more, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, go towards deen. But if we know that Ramadan before and this Ramadan we're just passing time, then what's going to happen is that this Ramadan is going to come and go. Like last year, nothing has made us change, and this year we're going to be the same after Ramadan again. We want to become better after Ramadan.
Gee.
We want to become those people that whatever we've practiced in Ramadan, it continues throughout the year. So we have to make this, because why do we want to practice now? Because the reward is more. And our open enemy, the shaitan, is not there to distract you, to divert you, to make you not do the things that you want. There's no excuses, in other words. There's no excuses. You got everything, every opportunity to do you want. People are very kind and generous, and their hearts are very soft in this month.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity to do so many things to make us, inshallah, azza wa jal, use it as a catalyst to make us continue the rest of the year, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. ਮੁਬੀਨ ਬਾਈ ਵੀ ਹਮਾਰੇ ਸਾਥ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਮੁਬੀਨ ਬਾਈ ਕਿਆ ਫਰਮਾਤੇ ਹੈ
ਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਰਮਜ਼ਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਕਸੈਸ ਕਾਮਯਾਬੀ ਬੰਦਾ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰੇ ਅਵਲਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਪਾਕ ਦੀ ਆਇਤ ਕਿ ਮਾਹੇ ਰਮਜ਼ਾਨ ਦੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਫਜ਼ੀਲਤ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਰਮਜ਼ਾਨ ਦਾ ਮਹੀਨਾ ਉਹ ਮਹੀਨਾ ਜਿਹ 'ਚ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਨਾਜ਼ਲ ਹੋਇਆ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਕੇ ਲੀਏ ਹਦਾਇਤ ਔਰ ਰਹਿਨਮਾਈ ਔਰ ਫੈਸਲੇ ਕੀ ਰੋਸ਼ਨ ਬਾਤੇਂ ਤੁਮ ਮੈਂ ਜੋ ਕੋਈ ਇਹ ਮਹੀਨਾ ਪਾਏ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਇਸ ਕੇ ਰੋਜ਼ੇ ਰੱਖੇ ਤੋ ਰਮਜ਼ਾਨ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ 'ਚ ਕੀ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਕੇ ਲੀਏ ਹਦਾਇਤ ਉਹ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਇਸ ਮੈਂ ਨਾਜ਼ਲ ਹੁਆ اچھا حدیث پاک سیدنا سلیمان فارسی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا ماہ شعبان کے آخری دن آپ نے یہ بیان کیا تھا فرمایا اے لوگو تمہارے پاس عظمت والا مہینہ آیا وہ مہینہ کہ جہدے چ ایک ایسی رات ہے جڑی ہزار مہینہ تو بہتر ہے اور اس مبارک مہینے دے روزے اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرض کیتے اور اس رات چ قیام سنت ہے یہ ایسا مہینہ جن نے ایک نیکی کیتی ایویں گویا کہ انہیں فرض ادا کیتا ومن ادى فريضه فيه كان كمن ادى 70 فريضه فيما سوا جن فرض ادا کیتا تو 70 درنا ملٹی پلائی ہوئے گا وہ کو 70 فرض ادا کیتے اس صبر دا مہینہ ہے اور صبر دا ثواب جنت ہے
سبحان
اللہ یہ مواسات یعنی بھلائی دا مہینہ ہے ایو مہینہ جچ مومن دا رزق بڑھا دیتا جاندا ہے
سبحان
اللہ جیڑا ایدے چ روزے دار نو افطار کرائے تو اس کے گناہوں کے لیے مغفرت ہے او دے گناہ معاف ہون گے تے انہوں سواب کی ملے گا کہ جہنم او ایک گردن آزاد غلام آزاد کرن دا انہوں سواب ملے گا فرمایا وَقَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ عَجْرِهِ مِنْ غَيْرَ اَنْ يَنْكُسَ مِنْ عَجْرِ شَيْءٍ افطار کروانا لے انہوں انہوں نے سواب ملے گا جنہ روزہ رکھنا لے انہوں ملے گا اور روزہ رکھنا لے دیب سواب چھ کوئی کمی نہیں ہوئے گی اچھا صحابہ اکرام نے عرض کی تھی یا رسول اللہ بعض دفعہ ساڈے کول ایسی کوئی چیز نہیں ہوتی اسی کوئی مطلب فوڈ دا اہتمام نہیں کر سکتے کس انداز وچ افطار کروائیے تاکہ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس بندے نے وہ ثواب دے گا جن ایک گھونٹ دودھ یا ایک کھجور یا ایک گھونٹ پانی سے روزہ افطار کرایا اور جس نے روزے دار کو پیٹ بھر کر کھلایا فرمایا کہ انہوں اللہ تعالیٰ میرے ہوس تو پلائے گا کہ کبھی پیاسا نہ ہوئے گا یہاں تک کہ جنت چ داخل ہو جائے گا کہ اے او مہینہ ہے کہ جے دا اول فرسٹ 10 ڈیز رحمت اور مڈل والے 10 ڈیز مغفرت، آخری 10 ڈیز جہنم سے آزادی۔
سبحان اللہ،
یہ وہ مہینہ ہے تے جو اپنے غلام تے اس مہینے دے اندر تخفیف کرے یعنی آسانیاں کرے اللہ تعالیٰ انہوں بخش دے گا، جہنم تو آزاد فرمائے گا۔ آخری بات فرمایا اس مہینے چ چار کام یہ کرو۔
سبحان اللہ،
دو ایسی خصلتاں کہ جہدے نال تسی اللہ تعالیٰ راضی کر سکتے ہو، اور دو ایسی خصلتاں کہ جنہاں تہانوں بے پرواہی نہیں تسی کرنی ہے نہیں۔
اللہ،
وہ خصلتاں جنہاں تسی اللہ تعالیٰ راضی کر سکتے ہو، کلمہ شریف دا ورد کرنا، لا الہ الا اللہ پڑھنا، استغفار کرنا۔
سبحان
اللہ، اور دو خصلتاں جنہاں تہانوں بے پرواہی نہیں، یہ فرمایا کہ جنت دا سوال کرو تے جہنم کولو اللہ تعالیٰ دی پناہ منگو، انہاں کو تہاڈی بے پرواہی نہیں۔ تے گویا کہ دس تک اگر کامیابی چاہتے ہو، تسی اپنے آپ نوں چاہتے ہو کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ساڈے تے رحم کرے، تے اے خصلتاں اپنانیاں پڑنی، کلمہ شریف دا ورد، استغفار، تے روزے رکھنے، تراویاں پڑھنیاں، نمازاں ادا کرنیاں، اے سارے کام کرو گے تے انشاءاللہ تسی سکسیز ہو کامیاب۔
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ، بہت اچھا کمپائل کیا آپ نے جی۔ ہارون بھائی، واٹ وڈ یو لائک ٹو سے؟
Say, sir, one thing I think I'd like to highlight is to try and remain consistent, because alhamdulillah, as you and we all have seen, in the first 3 or 4 days of Ramadan at the masjid at Tarawih time, you know, there's brothers standing outside waiting to get in. There's no space. The safs are full. 5th, 6th, 7th day, you will see one row will, you know, be empty, then a second, then a third, and you know, by mid Ramadan you will see that maybe half the masjid that was otherwise full till the back will be empty. And why is this? It's because when Ramadan enters, we are full of energy, we are full of motivation, enthusiasm, we're thinking, yeah, you know, we're going to fast, and we have this real desire to worship. But unfortunately, as time goes on, as we get distracted, and you know, as our nafs starts to take over us, we start to get lazier, and then we think, okay, today I'll read at home, tomorrow I'll go masjid. But then, you know, so this becomes a habit, and unfortunately we end up becoming very lazy and missing out. So I would personally say that, you know, first of all, renew your intention and fix your mindset that these are 30 days at least. At least this month of Ramadan, I'm going to bound myself to something. Because, you know, before, say, for example, you'd encourage someone to do something or, you know, invite someone towards righteousness, and that would work for a lot of people. But now I feel like you yourself, for example, if you want to do something really, you want to do it, you have to bound yourself to it. How, for example, if I say to you that, say, sir, tomorrow when you go to Tarawih, please pick me up on the way. And if you make a habit of this, you know, every other day or every day you're picking me up for Tarawih, if one day I say to you, you know, say, sir, don't pick me up today, I'm not going, you'll be like, why not going today, what's the issue? And if, for example, there's no actual reason, then, you know, I won't want to call you and say, don't pick me up, because I know that say, sir, I'm going to come and pick me up, I have to go to Tarawih. So this is what I mean by bounding yourself. And, you know, you can use ways like this in which you can push yourself forward to get things done. The other thing is, you know, when you start off doing too much and then you suddenly drop off to doing almost nothing. So some people, you know, in the first maybe couple nights of Ramadan, they're reading a full juz of the Quran, or they're reading maybe half a para, etc. And then, you know, they're getting lazy, thinking, I don't have that much time or that much enthusiasm. So instead of doing that much at once and then not doing anything for the rest of the 20 days, 25 days, to start maybe from, you know, a few pages, or even, you know, better than nothing, a page, 2 pages, and keep that going. Because consistency is what matters, you know, and it's the long run that we want. So these are just a few tips on how you can make your Ramadan successful as well. And just, you know, think that I may not get this month again and again. And the opportunities that I have in this month, the way I can utilize this month in order to gain good deeds in a large amount, in a short amount of time, we should no doubt not leave out or miss out.
MashaAllah. Iftikhar bhai, Ramadan doesn't come to change our schedule only. Normally, hum kya karte hain, jaise in our intention just to change our schedule, but it really come to change our hearts. Hamare dilon ko change karne ke liye aata hai. جب ہوتا یہ ہے کہ ہمارا اسکیڈول چینج ہوتا ہے، ہمارا ہارٹ چینج نہیں ہوتا ہے۔ تو ایکچوئل تو ہمارا دل چینج ہونا چاہیے تھا۔ ہمارے یہاں ایک مسٹیک یہ کی جاتی ہے کہ رمضان از اباؤٹ بریکنگ بیڈ ہیبٹس، ناٹ پٹنگ ان ٹو اے پوسٹ۔ ہم پوسٹ کر دیتے ہیں، اصل میں جو رمضان آیا ہے وہ بری عادتیں چھڑانے کے لیے آیا۔ لیو یور بیڈ ہیبٹس فار ایور، ہم پوسٹ کر دیتے ہیں، اور یہاں پہ ہماری مسٹیک ہوتی ہے کہ ہماری انٹینشن ہی ٹھیک نہیں ہے، تو اس وجہ سے پرابلم ہوتا ہے۔ سکسیس کہاں سے ہوگا؟ ہم اپنے طور پہ کلیم کرتے رہے تھے میرا رمضان سکسیسفلی گزرا ہے۔ سکسیسفل تو وہ ہوگا رمضان کے بعد پتا چلتا ہے، ان رمضان نہیں ہے، آفٹر رمضان جو ہے وہ پتہ چلے گا کہ واقعی یو رمضان از سکسیسفل اور ناٹ. یو آر ڈوئنگ دا سیم ایکٹ آف ورشپ اینڈ یو آر ڈوئنگ ان رمضان اور ناٹ, یہاں پرابلم آ جاتا ہے.
جی ماشاء اللہ, ویری بیوٹیفل پوائنٹ شاہ صاحب ہائی لائٹڈ از دیٹ پوٹنگ سم تھنگ آن پوز with the intention that I'll continue the wrongs after Ramadan, this is totally the wrong intention. Remember, everything is based on your intention.
Jee.
If the intention is, at the start is incorrect, and then throughout Ramadan you are just delaying something that you want to do later on, and you mentioned a few of the points there, that's totally the wrong intention. If you have got that in mind, you're not going to gain the success of Ramadan in any shape or form. Why? Because your intention is totally wrong. A lot of people, they say they'll leave their smoking for the month, they'll leave other bad habits for a month, and then after a month, the first thing that when they see the moon is that they're back to those things. That the Ramadan, like you said, is not here to just to change your schedule or your diary, your timetable. It's here to change our hearts.
Okay.
This is supposed to go into our hearts. Now you go with the open heart to the masjid, that your heart, you want to be filled with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran's being recited. What's being recited? Have you ever tried to concentrate to listen? Which ayats are being recited? Have you done a bit of research before you go into Taraweeh? I want to learn which ayat of the Quran, which surah is going to be recited. After, have you sat in the dars? Have you tried to learn? Have you tried to better yourself? Have you tried to join a class? Have you tried to, the first and most important thing is that on the first night of Ramadan, did we repent in the court of Allah Almighty? That we've done these wrongs, this Ramadan we truly want to change. Did we shed any tears? Did we cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? These things we know with ourselves sincerely if we want to change. If you don't want to change, then you could have the best speaker in the world speaking in front of you. You could have the best qari of the Quran. You could have the best everything. But if our own intentions are not there, then what's going to happen is then we're not going to truly do anything. That's why you see on the, as soon as it's announced that the moon has been seen for Eid, people that have been offering Taraweeh, they're not even gone for Isha on that day.
Allah.
People that have been offering all month Taraweeh, they have not even gone for Fajr of that day. As straight after they've read their Eid Salah, then it's do whatever you like. Why? Because they think 1 month, like you said, and I like that word that you used, they had it on pause.
Yeah.
Having it on pause and getting rid of it is totally different. Having it on pause is not the aim or the maqsad of doing any of these things.
And they're posing the thing deliberately.
Deliberately.
Their intention from day one that after Eid, after Ramadan, I will continue this
action. I will continue.
So this is not a sign of success.
Sister, if you to look at this a bit deeply, a person is basically saying that, Ya Allah, I can't stay away from sin, I can't obey you, I can keep away myself from all these things, but after 30 days, I will choose not to do so. Meaning, if it's quite dangerous in one sense if you look at it, that a person, he knows that he can be a good Muslim, he can stay away from all the bad things, but he's just saying that, I will do it for this long, after that I will continue to disobey you, MashaAllah. That's the kind of, you know, concept it is.
Sir, my concept ye nahi hota, jo ek moti si baat ho ye hai, we just following the trend, jisko aap kehte hain. Hawa chal rahi hai, hum bhi chal rahe hain. Intention kya hai, sabse matter wo cheez karti hai. Hum isliye ja rahe hain ki log bahenge, ya wo Ramzan mein ye kar raha hai. Oh, Ramzan mein bhi Taraweeh nahi padta. Oh, Ramzan mein bhi Quran nahi padta. That's why majority of the people are going in masajid and reciting Quran. Kyunki agar wo Allah ke liye karte to Ramzan ke baad bhi to kare na. Allah ke liye kare to Ramzan ke baad bhi guna chhode. Lekin from day one, matlab success jo agar aap kahenge, jo main cheez isko main point lena chahta hu, is about our intention. From day one, even you sitting at home, is your intention to take you to Jannah. You enter in the blessed month of Ramadan with the wrong intention. Kuch ki intention hai, yehi hoti hai, I'm going to lose my weight. Day one se Ramadan mein kahin bhi leke aapko wazan lose karne ke liye thodi koi Ramadan aa raha hai. To day one se, when your intention is wrong, how can you get success?
You can't get success, Shah Sahab. If your intention is wrong and you're doing it for the wrong reasons, we've heard regarding the warnings of if you're doing it for the other, if you're doing it for people, if you're doing it to show people, that I read the 30 Taraweeh, I done the 10-day itikaf. In English, they we normally say that tick the box or of wear the shirt, that I've been there and I've done it. Been there and done it. And a lot of youngsters, mashallah, it's good to see them in the masjid, but don't fall into this trap that you can also, after Ramadan, say, yes, I've done the 10-day itikaf. It's something that, it's not one of your tick the box things there. Why did you do the 10-day itikaf? What was your aim? What was your intention of doing the 10-day itikaf? What did you want to gain and what did you want to become after it? That's what we should be asking ourselves. If it's just that I did the 10-day itikaf to show people 10-day itikaf, after that the flowers are thrown on top of you and you're wearing a few necklaces around you, take some pictures, put it on, and then after that you're not seen ever again. This was not the aim of sitting the 10-day itikaf or coming for Taraweeh Salah. In Taraweeh Salah, we're supposed to be going there, so we have recitation of the Quran. It enters our hearts. It changes our hearts. It makes our hearts open. It makes us become soft. Soft that tears start to now flow from the eyes. When these tears flow from the eyes, when nobody's there, when everybody's gone, have you sat in the masjid, have you cried in the court of Allah, that Allah, you blessed me this month of Ramadan, I've heard the Quran, my heart has become soft, Allah forgive me. What I've done before Ramadan, oh Allah, for the sake of Ramadan, forgive me. After Ramadan, I don't want to commit these things again. Make that promise to yourself and try sincerely to stay away from that. Whatever you were doing wrong before, then you see there's a huge change inside yourself. And then after Ramadan, you are going to become that individual that's tasted. The word here I use is taste the sweetness of ibadat. When you taste the sweetness of ibadat in Ramadan, you want it after Ramadan again. You want it again and again. And when that taste comes of sweetness of ibadat, that lazzat comes, you want to continue all year long. You know, somebody when they taste something very nice, they don't want to just leave it, do they? They want to go back to it, whether it's the restaurant, or whether it's the hotel, or whether someone's cooked that food. They want that taste again. The taste and of worship, that sweetness, you want to continue this after Ramadan.
SubhanAllah. Jisko Ramadan ka waqi ibadat ka maza aane lag jaye na, then his life. Asal mein ek aur bhi cheez hai. In Ramadan, the basic agar hum usko dekhein, ke the connection with Quran. Hamara kya hota hai? In Ramadan, no Quran time. We have all time, but no Quran time in Ramadan. Alaki Ramadan ka strong connection with Quran e Paak hai. So Quran and success, Ramadan and success, ab kisi ko bhi le. Asal mein your intention. And jo Islam, jiske baare mein keh raha hai, aapko us cheez ko follow karna padega. Aapko apna trend follow nahi karna padega. Hum wo karte jo hamara dil chahta, hum wo nahi karte jo hamare Rab ne farmaya. जो हमारे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम को पसंद है, हम अपने हिसाब से चल रहे होते हैं. दिस इज नॉट द साइन ऑफ सक्सेसफुल पर्सन इन रमदान एंड सक्सेस. यू कैन से इन सिंपल वर्ड आफ्टर रमदान विच वे यू हैडिंग. आप पिछले 10 साल से देखे रमजान आता है चला जाता है, मेरे अंदर चेंजिंग क्या आई है, मैं कितना इबादत की तरफ बढ़ा हूं. रमजान तो हमारी कनेक्टिविटी स्ट्रॉन्ग करने के लिए आता है रब्बे करीम से. रमदान इज बिकम क्लोजर टू अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा व जल्ला बिकॉज मे बी यू मीन ऑफ समवन एल्स एज़ वेल. ये भी हो सकता है कि आपकी वजह से दूसरे लोग करीब आ जाएं, तो ये भी एक साइन ऑफ सक्सेस है. लेकिन क्या हमारे अंदर ये चीजें हैं, ये हमारी इंटेंशन ही डे वन से आगे पीछे है. इबादत लाइन है, बिलीवर और डिसबिलीवर में जो ये जो नमाज है वो एक लाइन है. रमजान के बाद वो लाइन कहां जाती है, ये क्वेश्चन है, आप गौर करिएगा अपने आप से.
ये बिल्कुल शाह जी, कुरान पाक अंदर भी अल्लाह ताला ने इरशाद फरमाया रमजान का मकसद की, पर्पस की है. अस जो ट्रेंड लेके चलंदे है ना वो नहीं, जल्कि जो कुरान ने फरमाया ना वही साडा मकसद होना चाहिए. की फरमाया, या अय्युहल्लज़ीन आमनू कुतिबा अलैकुमुस्सियाम कमा कुतिबा अलल्लज़ीन मिन क़ब्लिकुम लअल्लकुम तत्तकून. कि ऐ ईमान वालों, के रमज़ान के रोज़े तुम पर फ़र्ज़ किए गए जिस तरह के पहले की उम्मतों पर फ़र्ज़ किए गए थे. मकसद की थी, रीज़न की से लअल्लकुम तत्तकून, के शायद तुसी तकवा इख्तियार करो. असल च रमज़ान गुजर जाता है लेकिन असि सुधरते नहीं, उही साडी आदतां उही अंदाज. वो शायद वजह है कि असी रमज़ान के रोज़े जड़े ने तकवे के नाल इख्तियार करके तकवे के अंदर असी गुजारे नहीं. अच्छा, रोज़े का सिर्फ मकसद ये नहीं कि खाण पीन तो रुक जाना तो यह रोज़ा हो गया. हालांकि रोज़ा बदन का भी होंगे, रोज़ा हथ का भी रोज़ा होंगे, अख का भी रोज़ा होंगे, जुबान का भी रोज़ा होंगे, कन्ना का भी रोज़ा होंगे. रोज़े के काफ़ी सारे रूहानी अदाब भी होंगे ने. अगर असी रूहानी अदाब का लिहाज रखिए तो फिर तुम देखोगे कि रमज़ान गुजर जाने तो बाद भी बंदे जी चाशनी मिली होएगी, जी मिठास मिली होएगी, और आदत बनी होएगी एक पूरा महीना, तो उन्होंने कंटिन्यू रखेगा. तो वजह है कि उन्हें आदत बनाई नहीं, उन्हें सिर्फ एक ट्रेंड के तौर पर लैके चलिया. जरा मकसद कुरान ने दिता लअल्लकुम तत्तकून, तकवा इख्तियार किया नहीं. तकवे का सिंपली मतलब यह वे कि मुनहियात, अल्लाह ताला दी मना करदा चीज़ा तो अपने आप ने रोक के रखना. यह तकवा सिर्फ रमज़ान च इख्तियार करना सी. असी रोज़ा रखिया नाल असी गिफ्तां भी कर रहे हैं, गोश्त भी खा रहे हैं अपने मुसलमान भाइयों का. असी रोज़ा रखिया नाल असी झूठ भी बोल रहे हैं, रोज़ा रखिया फिल्मा भी वेख रहे हैं, ड्रामे भी वेख रहे हैं, रोज़ा रखिया माँ बाप नूं सता रहे हैं, रोज़ा रखिया नमाजा कज़ा कर रहे हैं. تے کس انداز نال تقوی اختیار ہوئے گا انہاں قران پاک چ ان الصلاۃ تنہا عن الفحشاء والمنکر کہ بے شک نماز بے حیائی اور برے کام سے روکتی ہے بندہ کہ میں تے 10 سال ہو گئے نمازاں پڑھدا رہا لیکن میں حلیادتا میری وہی نے تے انہوں اسی یہی آکھاں گے اپنی تو نماز چیک کر کے کہ نماز دے ظاہری تے باطنی آداب یہ ملحوظ خاطر رکھ کے تسی ادا کر رہے ہو جس ٹائم ساڈا ذہن بن جائے گا نا کہ اسی ہر کام او دے جڑی ریکوائرمنٹ ہے او دے حساب نال کرانگے تے انشاءاللہ پھر سانو فائدہ ہوگا چند آداب میں مینشن کر دینا جے کہ صراط الجنہ دے اندر مفتی صاحب نے ارشاد فرمائے نے مطلب روزے جس ٹائم روزہ رکھدا تے چند باطنی آداب بھی ہے نے ظاہری اور باطنی پہلا آداب ہے کہ نگاہیں جھکا کے رکھیں تاکہ ساری نگاہ فضول یاد دی طرف نہ جان بد نگاہی نہ کرن تے اے دے نال وی بندے نو تقویٰ جڑا آئے گا ایک چاشنی عبادت دی آئے گی جس طرح بندہ بد نگاہی کردا نا تو او دی عبادت دی چاشنی اٹھ جاندی ہے تے بندہ اپنی نظر نو روک کے رکھے بد نگاہی نہ کرے تے اے دی وجہ نال اللہ تعالی او عبادت اندر ایسی لذت دے گا کہ او لذت او دی فیل کرے گا سبحان اللہ اچھا دوسرا کی ادب ہے فضول باتوں جھوٹ غیبت چغلی فحش کلامی بد اخلاقی لڑائی جھگڑے سے زبان کی حفاظت کرے تیسرا ادب ہر ناجائز اور ناپسندیدہ چیز سننے تو اپنے آپ کو بچاوے چوتھا ادب ہاتھ پاؤں بقیہ اعضائے جسمانی بھی گناہ تو دور رکھے پنجواں ادب ہے خالص حلال تے پکیزہ رزق کھائے
سبحان
خالص حلال تے پکیزہ رزق کھائے اگلا مفتی صاحب نے فرمایا کہ افطار تو بعد روزے دار دا دل امید خوف دے درمیان متردد رہے یعنی کہ اللہ وہ امید بھی رکھے تو خوف بھی رکھے خوف یہ رکھے کہ پتہ نہیں میرا کی بڑھے گا میری خفیہ تدبیر کی ہے میرے بارے اللہ تعالیٰ دی امید اے رکھے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ مینو بخش دے گا اللہ تعالیٰ غفور الرحیم ہے اے تے بندہ متردد رہے افطار دے ٹائم جس ٹائم اے حالت ہوئے گی نا پھر وہ پکوڑے سموسے دی طرف زیادہ دیر نہیں جائے گا بلکہ بندے کا ذہن جائے گا کہ میں عبادت کراں اللہ تعالیٰ دی بارگاہ دعا کراں جس ٹائم پورا مہینہ میں گزرے گا نا پھر ویکھو پورے مہینے تو بعد کیویں دا افیکٹ کیویں دا اثر ہوندا ہے اے کیویں ہو سکدا کہ بندہ کہ میں چار دن سگریٹ پیتی اور مادی بن گیا میں چار دن فلماں ویکھے مادی بن گیا لیکن پورا مہینہ پریکٹس کیتی ہوئے نماز دی عادی نہ بنے ہاؤ از اٹ پوسیبل وہ وجہ یہ ہے کہ اگر فلم ویکھی سی یا سگریٹ پیتی سی انہوں کوئی وہ کوئی ٹیسٹ آیا ہونا ہے اس وجہ نال عادی بن گیا اگر اسی انداز دا ٹیسٹ اس نال عبادت دا جڑا ٹیسٹ ہے اصلی ٹیسٹ انہوں فیل کرن دی کوشش کرے اور دے آداب دے لحاظ نال تے اے ہو ہی نہیں سکدا کہ بندے دی عادت نہ بنے
سبحان اللہ جی ہارون بھائی ایک اور بھی میں پڑھ رہا تھا کوٹ از بیوٹیفل اسے رمضان is not just a burning your calories it's about burning your ego about your pride and about your bad habits ab hamare ye cheeze waqai nazar nahi aati itni kyunki 11 months tak aap jo practice karte rahe hain wo suddenly to change nahi hongi na to wo koshish yahi honi chahiye ki yaar pehle se hi sari cheezon ko hum plan kar le hamara jo sabse bada failure hai na اگر آپ دیکھیں کہ سکسیس کے اندر جو بھی دنیاوی طور پہ بھی اصول لے لیں اس میں ہوتی ہے آپ کی پلاننگ سب سے پہلے مفتی قاسم صاحب نے بڑی پیاری بات کی کہ دوز ہو پلان پراپرلی ان ایڈوانس یعنی کوئی بھی کام کرنے سے پہلے اس نے پلاننگ اچھی کر لی سمجھو آدھا کام تو وہ پہلے ہی کر چکا ہے پھر وہ جنگ کے حوالے سے تھا کہ جس نے جنگ کی پلاننگ اچھی پہلے کر لی آدھی جنگ اس نے جیت لی گویا
بالکل
اب اگر رمضان کی دے نو پلاننگ اسٹریٹ اوے کیا ہوا وہ چاند دکھ گیا دیسی چلو جی کوئی بات نہیں پلاننگ تھی نہیں روزوں کے ساتھ کتنی عبادت کرنی ہے اشراق کیا شوابین کس وقت پڑھوں گا افطاری کیا کرنا ہے کوئی پلاننگ نہیں ہے بس جہاں ہوا چل رہی ہے جا رہے ہیں پھر کبھی بھی کامیاب نہیں ہوں گے آپ کو اگر کامیاب ہونا ہے رمضان میں اور تھرو آؤٹ یور لائف یو ہیو ٹو ہیو اے پلاننگ ان یور لائف جس طرح آپ دنیا میں کوئی چیز حاصل کرنے کی پلاننگ کرتے ہیں اب آپ کوئی بھی چیز کو لے لیں دنیاوی حساب سے کوئی میچ لے لیں کچھ بھی لے لیں اف دیر از نو پلاننگ بیہائنڈ اٹ دین دیر از نو سکسیس So, رمضان is the blessed month. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا جس نے رمضان پایا اور اپنی بخشش نہ کرا سکا وہ ہلاک ہو گیا اپنے آپ کو ہلاک ہونے سے بچائے پلاننگ کر کے رمضان کے اندر اسے یہ آپشنل نہیں ہے کہ ٹھیک ہے ہو گیا سکسیسفل تو نہیں یو ہیو ٹو میک اٹ سکسیسفل یہ آپ کو آپشن نہیں دیا گیا کہ آپ کامیاب بنائے یا نہ بنائے کوئی بات نہیں نو یو ہیو ٹو میک اٹ سکسیسفل جبرائیل علیہ السلام دعا مانگ رہے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام آمین فرما رہے بھول گئے اس میں ایک چیز یہ بھی تھی جس نے رمضان کو پایا اور اپنی بخشش نہ کرا سکا وہ ہلاک ہو گیا تو اپنے آپ کو ہلاک ہونے سے بچانا یو ہیو ٹو میک یور رمضان سکسیسفل
سو اٹس اب دیئر از ا سینگ دیٹ سیز اف یو فیل ٹو پریپیئر دین پریپیئر ٹو فیل
ماشاءاللہ
اینڈ اٹس دی سیم لائک یو سیڈ یو نو دی پرنسپل گوز فار اینی تھنگ ان لائف ویدر یو نو یو وانٹ ٹو بی ا گڈ اسٹوڈنٹ ویدر یو وانٹ ٹو بی گڈ ایٹ یور جاب ایٹسٹرا یو نو فار ایگزامپل اف مینی پیپل وی سی دس ایز ویل They'll pray Tarawih, and for no reason whatsoever, they will stay awake until Sahri. You know, before, a few years ago, Sahri used to be quite close, 1, 2 a.m., and it would make sense. You had no choice but to stay up. But if Sahri is at 5 a.m., you can easily get, you know, if you're not doing anything else beneficial, a few hours of sleeping. But no, you know, they'll go out. I've even heard that there's people going out, you know, to certain street foods and eating, and there's like these environments made there. Why? There's no reason behind it. And again, one other point, Saysab, which I want to bring up to the attention of viewers here as well, is having the right company. Because if you've got company that would make you waste time before Ramadan, then no doubt, most likely they will also try to do the same during Ramadan as well. So, you know, in Tarawih, they'll say, okay, let's read 8, and then we'll go here, we'll have this dessert today, we'll go out and we'll, you know, play this board game here, we'll go and do this sport here, this tournament, that tournament, and, you know, all sorts of other wrong things which have no place in Ramadan, which, you know, one shouldn't even have the time to consider in Ramadan, never mind spending their nights and all these hours in doing so. So again, you know, like preparing, before Ramadan started, we should have had this in our minds. Okay, you know, between Asr and Maghrib, I will do this, I will read this much. You know, after Iftari, I will do a bit of exercise. I will read Tarawih here every day, and then after Tarawih. And this is how you actually go about meeting goals. Like you said, you know, in a worldly matter, if you want to see it, for those who want to achieve certain genders, aims, goals, they have these plannings in place before they actually start the task. So before Ramadan even came, we should have had, okay, if you want to finish a whole Quran, which, you know, really and truly we can do quite easily if the time is spread out properly, I will read, for example, this many pages in the morning after Fajr, and this many after Iftari, let's just say, for example. And if one was to stick by that with discipline, then why cannot he finish a Quran in Ramadan? And likewise goes for the 5 daily prayers, likewise goes for Tarawih, likewise goes for if he wants to sit itikaf, etc. And unfortunately, you know, we see the amount of time wasted, even in this blessed month, is just, you know, really surprising to see, unfortunately. And it's just about honoring and valuing the time that we have. And we were to really and truly do this after we realized the importance of Ramadan.
If you look the life of our pious predecessors, simple Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala, Imam Shafi alayhi rahma, they didn't have for 50 hours a day or 60 hours a day. They all have 24 hours what we have. They value their time. One of the signs of success in Ramadan, that you realize the value of time. You don't waste your time. They don't waste their time. Seriously, these people. Our time is always wasting. Always, you see. Kab uthna hai? Uthne mein bhi ghanta lagta hai. TV, achha, chai normally take 4 to 5 minutes maximum. TV dekhte hue chai piyenge 15 minutes. Aapka jahan nahi jana to wahan mobile leke bathroom ke andar mobile leke chalega, aap kab nikalna hai ye aapko pata hai. What is this? The wasting of time, simple. To aap khud gaur kare, kya ye kamyabi ki nishani hai? मतलब हमारे यहाँ प्लानिंग कुछ नहीं है कि जिंदगी को कैसे कामयाब बनाना है. रमजान, यकीन करें, सच अ ब्लेस्ड मंथ. नेकियां करना इतना इजी, शैतान को बंद कर दिया गया है यार आपके लिए. आप अपने अंदर तब्दीली लेकर आ जाएं, लेकिन अगर आपकी इंटेंशन ही ठीक नहीं है तो भी कहां से ठीक होगा. इट्स गुड टू सी पीपल इन मसाजिद, बट इस क्या कहते हैं, ज्यादा बेहतर है कि आफ्टर रमजान यू विल कंटिन्यू दिस प्रैक्टिस. असल तो कामयाबी वही है कि रमजान के बाद आपको लोग मसाजिद के अंदर नजर आए. होता ये प्रॉब्लम है, एक मुंह देखकर आते हैं, दूसरा मुंह देखकर गायब हो जाते हैं. फिर 11 महीने तक नजर ही नहीं आते. ये भी अजीब ट्रेंड है हमारा. और जबकि कब्रें किन की खुशबू वाली होती हैं, अल्लाह अकबर. हम चाहते हैं हमारी कब्र भी खुशबूदार हो ना. अजीब अजीब लोगों की कब्रों के पास से बदबू आ रही होती है, अजीब कुछ होता है, किसी के सांप निकलते हैं, बिच्छू निकलते हैं. लेकिन जो बुजुर्ग होते हैं, लिखा है हजरत सैयदना अब्दुल्ला बिन गालिब हदानी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह को जब दफन किया गया, उनकी कब्र से मुश्क की खुशबू आने लगी. किसी ने ख्वाब में देखा, पूछा आपकी कब्र से खुशबू कैसे आती है? फरमाया, तिलावत और रोजे की बरकत से.
सुभान अल्लाह.
तिलावत कुरान और रोजे की बरकत से. अपनी जिंदगियों में इन चीजों को कंटिन्यू करें. बहुत से लोगों को तो रोजे बर्डन नजर आते हैं, रखते हैं लेकिन बर्डन समझ के. बर्डन ना समझे यार, इस हर घड़ी रहमत भरी है, हर तरफ है बरकतें. माहे रमजा रहमतों और बरकतों की कान है. मतलब खुशी से उसको वेलकम कहना चाहिए हर वक्त. यानी एट द टाइम ऑफ इफ्तार 1 मिलियन सिनर्स जहन्नम से बरी किए जाते एवरी डे. हर जुम्मे के दिन हर घड़ी में जो है वो 10 لاکھ جہنمیوں کو جہنم سے بری کیا جا رہا ہے. اتنی برکتیں, اتنی رحمتیں یار. تو اس رمضان کو کامیاب بنانا ہے تو اپنے اندر تبدیلی لانی پڑے گی, بری عادتیں چھوڑنی پڑے گی, اچھی عادتوں کو کنٹینیو جو ہے وہ کرنا پڑے گا, تب جا کر وی کین سے یس اور رمضان واز سکسیسفل.
جی جی ڈیفنی شاہ صاحب, اس نا ابرڈنس مینشن سیدنا عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی ہز نریٹڈ دیٹ دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سٹیٹڈ اف اینی ون ڈائز ایٹ دی اینڈ اف رمضان ہی ول انٹر جنت, اف اینی ون ڈائز ایٹ دی اینڈ اف دی ڈے اف عرفہ 9th اور عرفہ ہی ول انٹر ہیون ٹو, اف اینی ون ڈائز واز ڈونیٹنگ ان دی پاتھ اف اللہ ہی ول آلسو انٹر ہیون. دی مدر اف بیلیورز سیدنا عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا ہز نریٹڈ that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, if anyone dies in the state of fast, in the state of roza, Allah azza wa jal will bless him with the reward of fasting until the day of judgment.
Allah.
Fasting till the day of judgment, you mentioned regarding honoring Ramadan, respecting Ramadan, having love for Ramadan. It's all about passion. If you have passion for something, you want to do more. If you have priority for something, you want to do more. One brother, he mentioned that a scenario, and he made me realize that where our priorities are. He said that he took his child to the dentist, and at the end, the dentist, the appointments, the lady was trying to give out, the receptionist, appointments for the month of May and June. None of them were taking them, and she's becoming agitated, annoyed. Why is no one taking May or June appointments? Why weren't they taking them? Because all of those children, those youngsters had exams in May and June. Their priority was that May and June, we are not going to be bothered by anything. You speak to people, they say, don't bother my child in May and June. They got the worries of exams, they got tests. But if we think that, we put that as priority. If we think for ourselves that before Ramadan, a lot of people that have annual leave, where did we book our holidays? We booked our holidays so we can go travel and see the world. We didn't book our holidays for Ramadan. We don't book our holiday so we can do 10-day itikaf. Once in a lifetime, at least do 10-day sunnah itikaf. We didn't do that. Our priority was somewhere else. Now that we're struggling, we're finding it hard. Why our priority is to get up in the morning, to go to work? The Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they planned ahead for Ramadan. All their business dealings, they used to finalize. Anybody they owed, they used to pay them. All of this used to be finished so they could be free for Ramadan. We get more occupied in Ramadan. Business is booming. We've got more customers. Brother, I can't stop. I need to go. More fruit is being sold. More goods are being sold. We are not available. Why? In Ramadan, we've occupied ourselves so much that now we say we're not available. We're sorry. In Ramadan, speak to those that are free. Why did they free themselves? Because they planned.
Subhanallah.
They planned. It's not a coincidence that they've got more time in Ramadan, that they're sitting at the end in Ramadan, that they are staying behind and they're being early for namaz. They've planned. Just like we planned, we're going to Pakistan. 6 months in advance we planned. Just like we planned that our child is going to go to this school or university, we're going to drive in a certain direction so we can drop him off. This is all being planned. But Ramadan has not been planned. And when Ramadan is not being planned, then we're rushing from here to there, thinking whatever we can do, we'll do. And whatever is not easy for us, we'll just leave it. We don't make that struggle. Why we say it's too difficult? It's mentioned that, it's narrated, that if anything has more hardship and expense in the acts of worship, they'll have more reward and excellence. And Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahmah is mentioned, the more difficult a good deed in the world is to do, the heavier weigh on Mizan on the day of judgment. The more you weigh on the scale on the day of judgment. This is what we should be thinking. If I'm going through that difficulty, then remember the reward will be immense. Why? The difficulty will go, but the reward will remain till the day of judgment. Then we mentioned regarding Ramadan, it's mentioned that there was an individual in Bukhara, and his son, he was with his son. He said to his son, don't eat in front of the Muslims. It's their month of Ramadan. He said, father, you also eat. He said, but I don't eat in front of them due to respect. After he passed away, someone saw him in his dream. And he said he had been forgiven. Why? For respecting Ramadan. Many youngsters are watching Madani channel at this time. And they're walking around eating and drinking openly. First of all, they are missing a fast, a farz fast. Second of all, they are disrespecting Ramadan. This disrespect of Ramadan, it should never take place. We have to make sure we respect Ramadan in every way, shape and form, that we, every moments of Ramadan, like Mubeen Bhai mentioned earlier, people are playing computer games. Why? Because there's an hour left. They are watching YouTube or cricket or watching films and dramas, so the last hour passes quickly. Why don't you do something proactive in the last hour? And you see how the hour go full with blessings as well. This last hour, they're doing all sorts. In that last hour, just so that 1 hour passes. Why are you not doing something that's beneficial? It's a time of acceptance is coming up. So it's a time where your du'as will be accepted. How many problems we've complained about throughout the year? Children not listening, somebody's ill in the family, we've got difficulties. You make du'a, supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty, and you see how your du'as, your problems are removed. But no, we're not at that time. We're so occupied in doing so many other things that that vital time of when du'a is accepted, we miss it.
See.
At that time, make sure the concentration is there, the TV is off, everybody's sitting. Yes, open your fast at the correct time with a sip of water or a date, and thereafter make du'a. Make du'a in the court of Allah. You see how your problems are resolved, how they are removed, and you see how the blessing comes into your house. And the thing that you will see is that your children around the table, they will see that how important this time is. And they will also realize it's a time that is there. They shouldn't be messing around or doing anything else, but they will also raise their hands, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautiful Madni Pool. InshaAllah, it's time for Kaniz Fatima package, inshaAllah.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her. She is truthful. She serves the wrong and enjoys the right. Everyone loves her. She is truthful. She serves the wrong and enjoys the right.
Yay! Yahoo! It's been quite some time. We haven't seen Sister Ramin. Shall we go to meet her tomorrow?
Yes, let's make a plan.
Watch out!
Right there, be careful!
Ouch! What is your problem?
What's wrong with you?
Why are you after me all the time?
You should have been careful yourself.
Say sorry to me.
You want me to apologize? You must be joking.
All right then, let me tell Sis all about this.
All right then, okay, I'm sorry.
Please don't tell Sis.
Please.
Move out of my way. I will definitely tell Sis now.
Ariba, aren't you my best friend?
Let's forget about it.
Come, let me tell you something.
Okay then, tell me.
I use a mobile phone.
Whose mobile?
My dad's.
Your dad's? But Raika, we should make sure that we don't use someone else's stuff like this. My dad doesn't let me use it at all.
What can I tell you about it? It is so much fun.
Is it? If you let me use it as well, then I won't tell Sis anything.
But this is blackmailing.
All right then. Let me just tell Sis then.
Okay. All right then. Come on, follow me.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Where are you guys going?
Should I tell her? Sis, no, I'm just taking her to my room.
All right then.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves.
Whose room is this?
My dad's. This is where he keeps his mobile phone.
Okay.
You stay here. I'll go inside and use his mobile phone. I will use it for 5 minutes, and then it is your turn. But Ariba, as soon as you see someone coming, give me a shout.
All right then, but make sure you come back quick.
Okay. Why isn't she coming out?
She's taking way too long. Right, guys, it's been over 5 minutes now. It's my turn now. Otherwise, I will go and tell Sis everything.
You're my best friend. Please. One more minute.
It should not be more than 1 minute then. Otherwise, I'll come and take it myself.
Ariba, what are you doing outside Dad's room? Why aren't you saying anything? Why are you mumbling?
Sis, you?
And by the way, where is Raika?
Sis?
Ariba, tell me the truth. Where is Raika?
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her.
Sis!
Raika, first of all, come out of the wardrobe. Kitchen, make sure that they don't lock up themselves at any such place. where they can have breathing problems. I explained you before as well that we should not use anyone's belongings without their permission. And we should not go in Dad's room without his permission either. And we should not be using mobile phone all the time. And we should make sure that we don't engage ourselves fully into these gadgets. And we should not watch any such cartoons on the phone that make our beliefs corrupt and are not beneficial either.
What else should kids do then? Neither can they play a game, nor can they watch TV, and they can't play outside either.
Riker, whenever you are talking to someone, you should not leave it midway through due to getting angry and upset. This is against the manners. And then you came in Dad's room without taking his permission. This is also against the manners. And then you used his mobile phone, which is also against the manners. Now listen to me. Riker, we can read a book, help out Mum in household activities, engage ourselves in art and craft, and so many other things.
My friend's parents give her a mobile phone themselves.
Yeah, I know, they're wrong in doing so. The parents should make sure that they keep mobile phones away from children. And if you do want to watch something on the mobile phone, then first take your dad's permission to watch cartoons uploaded there. Ghulam Rasool, Kaniz Fatima, you will definitely get entertained through these cartoons. And in addition to this, learn various new things.
Jazakallah sis, you taught us such beautiful things.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz, good girl.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chale ji, Kaniz Fatima, always good girl, always giving good advices, mashallah. Aap kya message denge, inshallah?
Yeah, this is, mashallah, I enjoyed that clip. Why? Because it's a lesson for the children, and especially for everybody, that we shouldn't be using anybody else's possessions, their belongings, without permission. Sometimes we think it's the same, however, sorry, it doesn't matter, or take someone's laptop, or take someone's phone, or use it, take someone's money out of the wallet, off we go. But without permission, we should not be using anybody's things, especially for the children. The children, they end up, in dad's phone, there might be many valuable things or important things that you're going through might delete or share by accident. Or you might end up trying to, on most children, they go for the games. They go inside the phone without dad's permission, dad's not looking, they work out the code. And the way shots up, they can work out your mobile phone code is amazing. That they figure it out without even, even though you change it every day, they still work it out, and then they downloading games, and when you see the bill later on, thinking, where have these come from? So never ever, there's lots of children watching at this particular moment as well, never ever should we use anybody else's belongings without permission. And the example I give to the children is that your favorite toy, when your younger brother or sister takes it, at that time how furious you become. Why have they touched my toy, or why have they touched my item? Likewise, other people become furious when you take their things. So you should never ever, without permission, use dad's phone, his laptop, his things. You've got your own things to use, so don't use it without permission.
MashaAllah. I mean, Islam ne isko pasand nahi. So try to avoid these things. Aap kya message denge wo?
Ji, Shah ji, hadith se baad andar farmaya, al-muslimu man salim al-muslimu na mil lisani ho yadihi. Musliman ove jade hath te zuban kolo dusre musliman mehfooz rehne. اچھا بلکہ سارے پارٹ آف باڈی کو دوسرے مسلمانوں نے محفوظ رکھنا چاہیے تو ہاتھ زبان اسپیشلی زبان کسی نے تکلیف نہیں دینی ہاتھ نے کسی چیزیں چکنی نہیں بغیر اجازت تو انہوں تکلیف نہیں دینی مارنا نہیں یہ صرف بچوں واسطے نہیں بلکہ وڈیا واسطے وڈے بعض دفعہ سمجھتے ہیں کہ میں یہ چیز استعمال کر لاں کہ خیر کی ہے یہ کہڑا مہنگی ہے حالانکہ بعض دفعہ ایسا ہوتا ہے کہ ابھی وہ چیز چھوٹی سمجھی ہوتی ہے لیکن وہ بال بڑا زیادہ ہوتا ہے یہ بھی سانو خیال کرنا پڑے گا ایک ظلم کا انجام میرے لیے سنا تھا بکلیٹ وہ چیک آپ نے واقعہ لکھ ایک بزرگ دا کہ انہوں نے خواب کسی نے ویکیا انہیں ڈیتھ تو بعد تو بزرگ نے فرمایا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے میرے گناہ تے بخش دیتے لیکن ایک گناہ ایسا سی جس کی وجہ سے مجھے جنت جان چ روک دیتا گیا وہ کی سی فرمایا کہ وہ یہ سی کہ ایک دفعہ میں بغیر اجازت وہ میں اٹھا لیا تو وہ استعمال کیتا تو بغیر اجازت میں استعمال کیتا تو اس وجہ سے مجھے روک دیتا گیا اتھوں اندازہ کر لو کہ چھوٹی چھوٹی چیزوں کی کتنی اہمیت ہے کہ اگر بندہ انہاں دا خیال نہ کرے تو پھر کچھ دا کچھ ہو جاندا ہے
اللہ
اکبر جی شاہ صاحب another point that is very relevant to this which a lot of brothers workers employees are not aware of and especially doing a lot of events with the university students professionals etc is that normally people they used workplace equipment for their own personal things like printing things out or stationery It's very important that we don't use anything that belongs to the employer for our own personal reasons This is one mistake that a lot of people, they end up making. They say, don't worry, I'll print this off at work. Work thing is for work. It's not for own personal reasons. there's something that we should also be very careful with.
MashaAllah. Yeah, Arun bhai.
But here, you know, one thing that is being highlighted is the rights of people, whether that be, you know, your parents, whether it be your siblings, that even, you know, if, let's say, for example, you were to ask them, they wouldn't mind, but you can't initially take something of theirs without their permission. This should be a very basic principle, you know, that children especially should grow up knowing and sharing. And subhanAllah, you know, it's beautiful the way they portrayed the whole scenario, and it's quite relatable as well. It's quite relevant because, you know, this is something that probably happens on a daily basis in a lot of households, that, you know, the younger sister is using the elder's mobile phone or the tablet or something, and they think there's nothing of it, or it's my brother's or it's my sister's. But really, if you haven't asked for their permission, then you can't use it. And mashallah, you know, again, credit to the Madhini Channel team for putting out such beautiful cartoons in such a way which are, you know, educational as well.
Mashallah. Also, in this blessed month, Ramadan and success, you can say the night of power is very, very important and very, very crucial. جو اس رات سے محروم رہ گیا, ڈپرائیو رہ گیا, یقین کریں وہ ہمیشہ تمام بھلائیوں سے وہ محروم رہ گیا. تو اب وی ہیو ٹو ورک. نا ہمیں بتایا گیا کہ بھائی آپ کو یہ 10 راتیں ہیں, ان 10 راتوں میں سے بھی بتایا گیا چلو یہ 5 راتیں, ایک 21, 23, یعنی بالکل منیمائز کر دیا گیا. اگر ہمیں پتہ چلے کہ ان ورلڈلی افیئرس میں اگر ایسا ہو کہ اف یو ورک آن دیز تھنگ یو ول گیٹ دیز مینی تھنگس, بندہ کتنی محنت کرے گا. جبکہ اسپیسیفائی کر دیا گیا انہی میں ڈھونڈو, اور راتیں بھی غفلت میں گزارے تو اس سے بڑا انفارچونیٹ کون ہوگا افتخار بھائی.
The night of power that's coming up, no doubt it's a blessed month, better than 1,000 months. That one night is equivalent to, alhamdulillah azawajal, if we strive and we try hard in that one night to search for it, to seek it, to find it and to do worship, no doubt it is success for us in Ramadan. But a couple of things that we have to keep in mind is that, yes, it's been mentioned in the odd last 10 days, the odd nights. Now here, yes, we always tend to emphasize, especially in our communities here in the UK, that we see, we emphasize on the 27th night. We put all our, as they say, eggs into one basket. And we think that night we'll turn up, we'll try our best, which is good. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good, you come, we worship, we try our best in that night to do worship. But after that or before that, where we were, Allah knows best. What we were doing, what we were striving for, like you said, the scenario without comparison is that if in the world somebody said to you that you will get the wages of 84 years, but you need to work in these nights, we wouldn't forget the odd nights, even the even nights wouldn't go to sleep. We make sure that we don't miss that night. And if we did fall asleep maybe on that night, or we didn't work like we did, and later we found out that it was that particular night, the regret that we would have, that 84 years worth of wages could have come to us, we could have earned all this success in that one night, but we didn't. So this night that's coming up, the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, this night that's coming up, better than 1,000 months. But we should be trying to search for it by, what should we be doing? Sitting in itikaf. The 10 days sitting in the masjid, searching for it in these odd nights, especially making sure that our worship increases even more. Salatul Tasbih, we're reciting, Tawbah, crying in the court of Allah Almighty. And not just, yes, 27th night, also there's many mehfiz gatherings that take place. Attend, gain the jazbah to go, to learn, to seek. But after, why do we see that people come on the masjid, there's no space on the 27th, one on the 29th, one on the 21st, 23rd? Why? Because we have looked for a shortcut, as we say. We want a shortcut to everything. We go 27th, we earn all this reward and we're going to go away, and we haven't really made that effort. Then this is totally wrong. This is not the concept of Ramadan, and not the way to gain the success. The success is that, alhamdulillah azawajal, every single night of Ramadan is blessed. Every single night of Ramadan, mercy descends. Alhamdulillah, du'as are accepted. At the time of iftari, many sinners are forgiven from hell. No moment of Ramadan should be wasted. No moment of Ramadan should be wasted in any type of heedlessness, any type of disrespect. And then it's also mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, anyone who misses one sawm, one fast in Ramadan, without a valid reason, or without illness, cannot make up for it, even if he continues fasting forever, though he observes Saum later on. Even if he continues fasting forever, he can't make up for that one fast of Ramadan that he has deliberately missed. So no fast is further mentioned that Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who reaches the month of Ramadan but does not observe Siyam, fast in it, is unfortunate. These moments, these blessings, we won't get again and again. We don't know if we're going to be alive till the next Ramadan. Make the most of the situation that we have been blessed with and make sure, inshallah, that we build up to this blessed night that is coming up. And before that, every single opportunity that we get to do good, whether it's donating in the way of Allah, whether it's doing iftar for other people, whether it's helping another Muslim in any shape or form, do those actions that are hidden as well. Make sure that no one else can see. Yes, sometimes we give charity with good intention so people can get motivation. But give charity secretly as well. No one knows. You put it into the account.
So if you're giving some charity without anyone knows, then it's better as well. Kabhi kabhi jaate hue chupchap masjid kisme dal diye pata hi na chale. कभी ऐसे भी हो कि मुट्ठी भर के निकाल आ गया, आपको सीधे को उल्टे को भी ना पता चले, आपको भी नहीं पता चला कितना गया. कभी ऐसा भी, तो अभी मरने के बाद उसका जो सवाब होगा, अल्लाह हू अकबर. जी हुजूर हारून भाई, माशाल्लाह बहुत सारी टॉपिक पे चल रही है, बहुत सारी बातें चल रही है. एक जो अनफॉर्चुनेट पर्सन है रमजान में, जो अपने रिश्तेदारों से ताल्लुक तोड़ेगा, कतर रहमी करने वाला, उसकी मगफिरत नहीं होती, बड़ी रातों में शबे कदर में ले लें, ब्रेकिंग द रिलेशनशिप्स. एंड वी फाइंड मेनी पीपल नाउडेज फॉर वेरी वेरी स्मॉल थिंग्स, यू नो दे ब्रेकिंग द टाई फॉर मेनी मेनी ईयर, 20-30 ईयर्स के जो रिलेशन होते हैं एक झटके में खत्म हो जाते हैं, जैसे पता नहीं क्या बात है.
Your hearts are inclined towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shaitan is chained away. So, you know, normally you'd have people and the shayateen basically whispering in your ears, no, you know, don't go to him first, you know, he wronged you like this, and, you know, he doesn't deserve this and that, and all these sorts of whispers and these evil thoughts are basically put in your head. But I think that no doubt Ramadan is a beautiful opportunity to mend ties. To, you know, if you have fallen out with someone, for whatever reason it may be, their fault, your fault, forget that. If you want to actually progress and, you know, make amends and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one way of doing this is putting yourself forward first. Because we hear in many different instances, the one who puts himself forward first, the one who lowers himself, Allah ta'ala will grant him respect. Allah ta'ala will raise his ranks. So take this opportunity of Ramadan, if there are any relatives. And I think, Sayyidina, you know, this trait is mainly found amongst the elder generations. I think the younger generations now, they don't really fall into this, or, you know, not speaking to people over little petty arguments and falling out with people and then not speaking for months and months and then years. But no, definitely for those who are in this sort of situation, I would urge them that, you know, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, not for anything else. You might think that he wronged me, you know, he took this of me, or so-and-so did this to me. Allah Ta'ala's sake, you inshallah will forgive someone, you will forgive someone inshallah, you will also be put in Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and you can expect then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and forgo your shortcomings as well inshallah.
MashaAllah. Sir, between maafi dar guzar Ramzan ke ilawa bhi iski fazilatein hain. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, O Allah, who is the most dignified one before you? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, one who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge. Yani aap gaur kare ki maaf karne ki kitni fazilat hai. Ramzan mein ek successful person, a strong person, you know, it's not the sign of a weak person to forgive other person. It's the sign of a strong person. Jo strong hota wahi maaf karta hai. Aur Ramzan ke andar yahi baat hai ki maafi dar guzar, ye waqi kamyabi ki nishani hai Iftikhar bhai.
Jee Shah Sahab, we want to be forgiven, so we have to forgive others. We have to forgive and forget and move on. Life is too short to dwell over little matters and worry and stay concerned over little petty things. When you look at, when someone passes away, you think, God didn't speak to him, and what was the issue with something very minor. Life's only 50, 60 years old. Why are you holding on to these little grudges? Move on. Don't worry about these issues, don't worry about these things that have taken place, and have a big heart. You know, have a big heart that you live in this world and you don't let these little matters, and if someone does say something that you're not happy with or it displeases you, then just brush it off, carry on. You know, when you go outside, when, for example, when we go out to work, it's not easy out there. People make comments to us. We don't leave work, do we? When we're traveling, people might say something. We don't leave traveling. We don't leave any of these things. So, for the same reason is that if someone does make a comment, don't break off with them, don't break the ties off with them. Just continue. Just ignore it if you can. And if it is something that you've broken off with, then be the first to reconcile and be the first to take that step. Make sure that we are the first to reconcile. Don't look to see who is bigger, who is smaller in this situation, especially in Ramadan. In Ramadan, it's a chance that people's heart is very soft. And if they do come to your door to ask for forgiveness, forgive them. And if you are the one that's going to ask to go for the forgiveness, then build up the courage and inshallah, expect, go with good intention, Allah will reward you. Inshallah.
MashaAllah, ji, bin bhai.
ਬਾਕੀ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਦੀ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਇਹ ਵੇ ਕਿ ਓਨ ਸੋਫਟ ਹਾਰਟ ਅਤੇ ਮਾਫ਼ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਅਲਮੁਮਿਨੂ ਹਯਿਨੁਨ ਲਯਿਨੁਨ ਸਹਲੁਨ
ਸੁਭਾਨ
ਮੁਮਿਨ ਉਹ ਵੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਰਮ ਹੋ ਨਰਮ ਦਿਲ ਅਤੇ ਸਹਲ ਈਜ਼ੀ ਹੋਵੇ ਅਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਐਸੀ ਕਾਬਲੀਅਤ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦੇ ਤੌਰ 'ਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹਰਟ ਕਰਦਾ ਅਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਰਗੁਜ਼ਰ ਕਰੀਏ ਟੋਲਰੈਂਸ ਦਾ ਮੁਜ਼ਾਹਰਾ ਕਰੀਏ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅੱਛੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਪੇਸ਼ ਆਈਏ ਅਗਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਇਹ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਤਾਂ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਮੁਆਸ਼ਰਾ ਵੀ ਬਿਹਤਰੀਨ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਮਕਾਮ ਵਧੇਗਾ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਕਿ ਅਕਾਲ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਸਲਾਮ ਦੀ ਸੀਰਤ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਮੁਤਾਲਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਵੇ ਅਤੇ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਸਲਾਮ ਦੀ ਸੀਰਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਕਿ ਅਕਾਲ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਸਲਾਮ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਾਤ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਕੋਲ ਬਦਲ ਲਿਆ ਔਰ ਆਪ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇੰਨਾ ਕਲ ਅਲਾ ਖੁਲੂਕ ਅਜ਼ੀਮ ਕਿ ਆਪ ਖੁਲੂਕ ਅਜ਼ੀਮ ਦੇ ਪੈਕਰ ਕਿ ਅਕਾਲ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਸਲਾਮ ਦੀ ਸੀਰਤ ਖੁਲੂਕ ਅਜ਼ੀਮ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਆਪ ਦਾ ਖਲਕ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿ ਅਕਾਲ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਸਲਾਮ ਦੇ ਖੁਲਕ ਦੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਪੈਰਵੀ ਕਰੀਏ ਆਪ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਖਲਾਕ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਪੈਰਵੀ ਕਰੀਏ ਕਿ ਲਾਕਦ ਕਾਨ ਅਲਾਕੁਮ ਫੀ ਰਸੂਲ ਇਲਾਹੀ ਉਸਵਤੁਨ ਹਸਨਾ ਕਿ ਇਹੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਿਹਤਰੀਨ ਨਮੂਨਾ ਹੈ ਫਤਿਹ ਮੱਕਾ ਦੇ ਮੌਕੇ 'ਤੇ ਐਸੇ ਐਸੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਸਲਾਮ ਦੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਤਕਲੀਫਾਂ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਆਪ ਦੇ ਸਹਾਬਾ ਕਰਾਮ ਦੇ ਜ਼ੁਲਮ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਤੀਆਂ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਕਾਲ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਸਲਾਮ ਨੇ ਅੱਲਾ ਦੀ ਰਜ਼ਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮਾਫ਼ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਅਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਰਮਜ਼ਾਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਾਫ਼ ਕਰ ਦਈਏ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਸਵਾਬ ਵੀ ਫਿਰ ਮਲਟੀਪਲਾਈ ਹੋਏਗਾ
ਅਤੇ
ਅਗਰ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ਗੀ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਆਪਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੋਲ ਚਾਲ ਤਾਂ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿ ਹੁਣੇ ਉਹ ਮਾਫ਼ ਕਰ ਦੇਣੇ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨੂੰ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਦਾ ਕੰਪੈਨੀਅਨ ਸੈਯਦਨਾ ਜਰੀਰ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁ ਹੈਜ਼ ਨਰੇਟਿਡ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਫਿਟ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਸੈਡ ਹੂਐਵਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਮਰਸੀਫੁਲ ਟੂ ਅਦਰਸ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਰਿਸੀਵ ਮਰਸੀ ਐਂਡ ਹੂਐਵਰ ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਫੋਰਗਿਵ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਫੋਰਗਿਵ
ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਸੋ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਿੰਪਲ ਰੂਲਿੰਗ ਕੋਈ ਬਹੁਤ ਬੜਾ ਕੋਈ ਰਾਕਟ ਸਾਇੰਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਆਪ ਚਾਹਤੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਪ ਪਰ ਰਹਿਮ ਕੀਆ ਜਾਏ ਦੈਨ ਹੈਵ ਮਰਸੀ ਔਨ ਅਦਰਸ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਫੋਰਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਦੈਨ ਫੋਰਗਿਵ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਿੰਪਲ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਉਤਨਾ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਿਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਗਾ ਤੋ ਅਭੀ ਸੇ ਨੀਯਤ ਕਰੇ ਆਪਕਾ ਇੱਕ ਰਮਜ਼ਾਨ ਸਕਸੈਸਫੁਲੀ ਗੁਜ਼ਰਨੇ ਕਾ ਇੱਕ ਸਾਇਨ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਹੋਗਾ ਕਿ ਆਪ ਲੋਕੋ ਮਾਫ਼ ਕਰਨੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਆਪ ਨਰਮ ਦਿਲ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਆਪ ਰਹਿਮ ਦਿਲ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਤੋ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਆਪ ਦੇਖੇਂਗੇ ਕਿ ਵਾਕਈ ਇਸਕੇ ਬਰਕਤੇ ਆਪਕੋ ਬਾਅਦ ਵੀ ਮਿਲ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਲਾਸਟ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਕਿਆ ਦੇਣਾ ਚਾਹੇਂਗੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਮੁਬੀਨ ਭਾਈ ਆਪ
ਅਕਾਲ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਵਸਲਾਮ ਨੇ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਰਮਜ਼ਾਨ ਸ਼ਰੀਫ ਕੀ ਹਰ ਸ਼ਬ ਹਰ ਰਾਤ ਆਸਮਾਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਸੁਬਹ ਸਾਦਿਕ ਤੱਕ ਇੱਕ ਮੁਨਾਦੀ ਨਿਦਾ ਕਰਦਾ
ਸੁਭਾਨ
ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਯਾ ਬਾਗੀਅਲ ਖੈਰ ਯਮਿਮ ਵ ਅਬਸ਼ਿਰ ਕਿ ਐ ਖੈਰ ਦੀ ਤਲਬ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਮੁਕੰਮਲ ਕਰ ਔਰ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋ ਜਾ ਔਰ ਯਾ ਬਾਗੀਅਲ ਸ਼ਰੀ ਅਕਸਿਰ ਵ ਅਬਸਿਰ ਔਰ ਐ ਸ਼ਰੀਰ ਬੰਦੇ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਅਕਸਿਰ ਇਬਰਤ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਰੋਕ ਕਿ ਹਲ ਮਿਨ ਮੁਸਤਗਫਿਰ ਨਗਫਿਰ ਲਹੂ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਮਗਫਰਤ ਤਲਬ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰ ਦਈਏ ਹਲ ਮਿਨ ਤਾਇਬਿਨ ਤਤੂਬ ਅਲਈ ਕਿ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਤੋਬਾ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਕਿ ਨਤੂਬ ਅਲਈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਤੋਬਾ ਕਬੂਲ ਕਰੀਏ ਹਲ ਮਿਨ ਦਾਇਨ ਅਸਤਜੀਬ ਲਹੂ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਦੁਆ ਕਬੂਲ ਕਰੀਏ ਹਲ ਮਿਨ ਸਾਇਲਿਨ ਨੁਅਤੀਸ ਲਹੂ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਸਵਾਲ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਸਵਾਲ ਆਨਸਰ ਦਈਏ ਕਿ ਉਹਦੀ ਹਾਜਤ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਰੀਏ
ਇਫਤਖਾਰ ਬਈ ਲਾਸਟ ਮੈਸੇਜ
ਜੀ ਦਿਸ ਨਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਦਾ ਸੈਯਦਨਾ ਅਬਦੁੱਲਾ ਬਿਨ ਜ਼ੁਬੈਰ ਰਜ਼ੀਅੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨ would become completely immersed in his worship and the joy he received from it, he would offer salah with utmost presence and humility. So the message given is that we want to gain that taste of worship. Once you're successful in gaining that, your Ramadan will be successful and after Ramadan you'll be successful as well, inshallah.
So, utilize your time properly and try not to waste time. Read the Quran as much as you can because you know, if we're finding it so hard in the month in which shaitan is chained up, then you can only imagine how hard it will be in the other 11 months. So try to utilize as much as you can your time in this month, inshallah, and make the most of it.
Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah ke zikr se dilon ko sukoon milta hai. Don't waste your time. have a tasbih for like 1200 times durood sharif, 100 times subhanallah, 100 times alhamdulillah, 100 times allahu akbar, 100 tasbih jo hai wo istighfar ki kar le, astaghfirullah astaghfirullah, 100 tasbih la hawla wala quwwata illa billah iski kar, yani कुछ ना कुछ जो है ना अपनी ज़बान को ज़िक्रुल्लाह से तर्क रखने की आदत बनाएं। सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु ताला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम।